The League of Women Voters of Tallahassee hosted a panel discussion Wednesday called Mental Health, Guns, and the Law. Dan Hendrickson, a retired assistant public defender that specialized in clients with mental health issues, was among the panelists. He's working to destigmatize the issue surrounding people with mental health problems in mass shootings.
To me, the number of people who, because they're involved in gun violence and have a mental illness, are a small percentage of the events. And that just common sense tells us that people who are drunk and in bar fights, drunk and in private parties that are alcohol, those are by far outnumber those people who happen to be decompensated off their medicines.
Tallahassee Police Deputy Chief Daryl Furseth also attended. He touched on how much training is required by his police department to make sure officers know how to deal with people with mental health issues. The discussion also turned to gun violence, which Furseth admitted is a problem in Tallahassee.
Tallahassee has a serious gun violence problem. I think we all are aware of that. We've probably been in the top five for the last 6 years per capita. And when you're competing with Miami, Jacksonville, Tampa, larger cities than we have here in Tallahassee, we have an issue. The chief is working on the leadership gun council with community members, but all this stuff here is not just a police issue. There's resources out there, and everybody's got a stake in this.
Controversial legislation allowing people with concealed carry permits who are at least 21 years of age to carry guns on campus later became a topic of discussion. It's a bill that failed to pass the legislature in 2011 when then-Senator John Thrasher helped defeat the measure. Thrasher was convinced by a family friend who had lost his daughter, a Florida State University student, when her boyfriend accidentally shot her at a frat house. Still, Florida carry lobbyist and panel member Eric Friday says the revived bill deserves to become law.
There is a not insubstantial number of police officers that have negligent or accidental discharges where other police officers are sometimes shot or they are shot themselves. So we don't suggest from that we take guns from all police officers. We had one, I believe, just the other day, a deputy in another city shot himself in the hand or something in an elevator showing his gun off. So we don't suggest that we take guns from all police officers because a police officer had an accident. Why do we suggest that all gun owners give up their guns because a college student did something that he was not supposed to do?
For Roy Blondeau, a retired assistant U.S. attorney for the U.S. Department of Justice, wasn't too happy about that prospect.
Well, there's too many guns, in my opinion. I don't see what the obsession is with guns myself. Well, it's some national illness that we have.
The local forum comes on the heels of the League of Women Voters of Florida coming out against the campus gun bill in the wake of Monday shooting at Bethune-Cookman University in Daytona. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.